Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It's been a fun Friday so far. Look, I can either fake it and say they're going to win the game and everything's awesome, or tell you the truth and you guys can call in and tell me I'm an idiot, or back me up on things. Fan Hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years. Well, this is the segment that's sweeping all of Pittsburgh. Fair Game with Nick Faribault, Steelers insider. We ask him questions about Sunday's matchup, and he tells us if it's fair game or if it's not fair game. And so let's get the ball rolling on that. All right, Nick, I'm going to start you with the same exact question I asked you last week. Is it fair game to expect the Steelers to do a good job of protecting Aaron Rodgers against the Patriots on Sunday?
No, it's not, Pony. It's not. It's not, because this Patriots front's really good. They have a lot of good players. Barmore, Milton Williams, Keon White, Harold Landry, good players. They lead the league in sacks, I think, right now. I think this is going to be another game where Rodgers is going to have to get in the ice bath afterwards.
Hello, Nick. Is it fair game? Right now we are two games into the Patriots season. They've scored 33 points in one game. They've scored 13 points in the other game. Is it fair game to say that the Steelers will manage to hold the Patriots under 20 points?
I think it'll be close. I think the Steelers are going to look better this week, but I think they're probably going to get slightly over that. So I'm going to say not fair. I think that the Patriots probably score somewhere around like 23, somewhere around there. I think Drake May is coming off the best game of his career and is kind of finding his footing. And I think they present matchup issues for the Steelers. And I don't believe in the Steelers team until they can communicate and get off blocks in the run game. It's looked really bad. It's hard to imagine it looking worse, though.
Nick, I'll double this up then because of what you just said.
Is this a double barrel?
Yes, if I may be so bold, Nick, I'd love to double barrel you with a question here. That is a really random Starkey throwback. Anyway, is it fair game then, since you mentioned communication issues, to say that Mike Tomlin is most responsible for those communication issues?
You know, I think it is fair game because it's happened for 3 years straight. It happened late last year. It happened during the 23 season at different points. And now starting here, and you have different secondary and linebackers coach this year. There's a reason they let go of Grady Brown and Aaron Curry. And they have a completely different, really, really different personnel in the secondary. So why does it keep happening? There's something going wrong with coaching. I mean, the Steelers have talked about it all week where they said, hey, we put in these checks and they're just not getting them. Well, there's a reason why they're not getting them. Something is wrong with the coaching method. Something is wrong with not getting it through to those guys. So there's something broken. And I think at some point, Mike Tomlin is the reason why.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Jabril Peppers will get more than 15 defensive snaps against his former team?
I think that's fair to say. I think this is going to be a week where we see more Jabril Peppers. I think he's going to play probably in lieu of Juan Thornhill more than Chuck Clark. That's going to be something I think that's going to actually happen more so. And I think he's going to play some slot. He'll play a lot of strong safety. I think he's going to do it probably in their base package and probably in some nickel. So I think more than 15 snaps, probably reasonable to expect from Jabril Peppers.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Calvin Austin might end up a little bit in Aaron Rodgers' doghouse for at least 1 week and have a reduced target share as a result? For point of reference here, I will say he was only targeted 4 times for 1 reception in the Seahawks game.
I mean, is he going to be in his doghouse where Rodgers is a little miffed at him? Sure. Is he going to get less targets than four? I find it hard to believe. I'm just not sure there's enough kind of to go around in this offense. Who else is there to target sometimes in that wide receiver room? So I don't necessarily think we're going to see a reduced target share for him, but I do think maybe he'll get less like one-on-one opportunities, right, where he did in week one. We might see more like Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, Darnell. I think we're going to see more Jaylen Warren this week. So, like, I think stuff like that in just a passing game makes a lot of sense.
Nick Faribault, Steelers insider, playing our game of fair game with him for Steelers and Patriots on Sunday. Nick, is it fair game to expect that Cole Holcomb will spell Peyton Wilson and be the Steelers' primary inside linebacker with Patrick Queen on Sunday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do not think he will be the primary, so I think not fair, but I do think he will play a bit more. He played about 10 snaps last week. I think you can expect that to get up to 20. I think rundowns are going to make more sense there, but I do think Peyton Wilson's going to get more snaps than Cole. I think Cole will play more, though. So we'll see. This is like an audition for Cole Holcomb, and maybe he can earn that a little bit more for, you know, the Vikings game and maybe after the bye week. I don't see him fully taking that over yet, but it's, I think, an audition here. They're going to ramp it up if that's where it continues to go.
All right, Nick, I got another one for you. Fair game to say that the Steelers, for the third straight week, will be beaten on a deep crosser play for a touchdown.
Huh. Oh, I'll say this week, no. I say, no, it's not fair. They're going to actually cover it this week, and it will be stunning. They are going to actually pass off a crosser correctly, Mosey.
So
it's going to be like, hallelujah.
Oh, it's interesting. Hallelujah. You were the person, I think, who I saw tweet out the video, the All-22 cut up there, Nick, just to go deeper on this for a second. And you were the one saying you cannot possibly put Jalen Ramsey in a situation where he's got to cover that much ground, even as great as he is. Would you have said that their inability to cover that last week was more coaching or players?
So it was a busted coverage, apparently. I talked around the locker room, and Slay was supposed to, like, drop back and take Horton, and he just kept going. So it was a communication gap. Glow and behold, what's the issue with the defense? Communication. It's like always the thing. It's like, it's crazy. So listen, they can't line them up like 10 yards off without press coverage and expect Jalen Ramsey to cover 50 yards. I mean, it's just absurd. I mean, he's not Patrick Surtain. He's not, you know, Denzel Ward right now in his career. Like, there's maybe two corners in the league that could have made the play that Jalen Ramsey was asked to do on that play, but it wasn't drawn up to be that way. So the Steelers busted the coverage, apparently, is what happened. And so how about this? Don't bust the coverage. That'd be nice.
Nick, is it fair game to expect Derek Harmon to play?
Yeah, I think it is. He's moving really well out here, guys. He looks fluid. He looks explosive. I don't think he looks fully back yet. He's got a big brace on that left leg. But I do think he plays at a reduced snap count. I don't think he's going to have, like, 50 snaps. But I do think he does play.
Nick, is it fair? Oh, I have two of them here, so we're going to have to keep
go
going.
Ahead, double barrel away, Malzie.
First one's quick. Is it fair game to expect that Caleb Johnson will not get a helmet for this game?
Not fair. I think he plays, and I think he's active.
Okay. Fair game to expect TJ Watt to finally record his first sack of the year?
I think so. I think he gets his first sack of the year here. Listen, these Patriots tackles have actually been pretty decent. Will Campbell has been good for a rookie. But they've gotten TJ free on a few blitzes. I think he's getting more comfortable. And I think he's going to get home on one this week. So I think he gets one sack. I actually will give you this. I think he gets one sack and multiple pressures, which will be the first game he's done that this year, because he has done neither of those things yet.
What is his pass?
Wait a minute. Timeout. He doesn't have more than one pressure in a game this year?
I believe he has one pressure in each week.
Jeez.
What's his pass rush win rate? It's got to be terrible, Nick.
Well,
so I don't know overall. I know last week it was 4.5%, which is off. So.
Oh, my God, dude.
Last one, Nick. Is it fair game to expect the Steelers to get their first win in Foxborough since 2008?
I think it is. I actually think they go in here and win what is a close game. I don't think it's going to be one that you're going to love, but I do think that the Steelers are going to have some success offensively. This Patriots defense can't tackle. They lead the league in missed tackles. So Jalen Warren, big game for him, I think. I think, you know, Jonnu Smith, DK Metcalf after the catch, big plays there. I think Boswell's going to be, you know, big in this game. Like, I see the Steelers winning, like, 24-21, 24-20, somewhere around there. I think they get it done. I think the defense is a little bit better. They're not as disastrous. There's still going to be things you're not going to like, but they're going to be a little bit better and a little more cohesive this week.
Nick, thank you for playing another round of Fair Game. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
It's becoming fast one of my favorite segments on this show, Pony. He plays the game perfectly. He understands it. He's prepared for anything we throw at him. I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.